In the biblical literature, when the stories are told,
the image of the sea is code, biblical code, for that energy, that force, that power, that humanity, try as they may, can never harness and control. Sort of the wild, wild west, untamable. No matter how much effort will be put into controlling the sea, humanity's never going to have an upper hand over it. That image is at play at both the first reading and the gospel. In the first reading, the character of Job, who is popularly known in society, although fewer people have actually read the Old Testament book than are familiar with Job, suffering, difficulties, challenges, indescribable. And God saying to Job, I harness the power of your greatest fear, the sea. I control it. So what are you worried about in your own life? That same image is at play in the gospel, albeit in a different way. It's a storm, and a ferocious storm, that is bringing about great fear and trepidation within the disciples. Interestingly enough, remember, most of these disciples are experienced boatsmen. They're fishermen. So these aren't a group of people that got themselves in over their head thinking they could operate a boat, only to find out they couldn't. So there's real concern among them that this is beyond their ability to control at this point. And there's Jesus just resting comfortably in the stern. I don't know if you've ever been in a bad storm on the water, but it's pretty hard to imagine anybody sleeping in a bad storm. Maybe he was just that completely comfortable with the Father's care of him and his mission, that there was nothing that could possibly cause worry or consternation, no matter how seemingly fearsome and furious the threat. So the disciples awake him, and they awake him with panic, terror. And I find it very instructive what they say. Do you not care? Do you not care that we are perishing? Don't you care for us? Really, are you so entirely selfish that you're not even aware of us at this moment? Jesus responds to the direct plea by demonstrating total control over that which was most fearful to the disciples. Quiets these forces of nature that humanity can't tame. And then says, why were you so terrified? Have you not yet faith? What does it mean to have faith? There's a connection that's made between don't you care and having faith. See, when he says, don't you not yet have faith, he's not saying, haven't you passed your catechism exam? Haven't you read certain books? Haven't you learned certain spiritual techniques? He's not saying that to them. He's effectively connecting faith with coming to understand on the deepest level that he cares. That he cares profoundly and that he cares totally. Even in the midst of the most ferocious and frightening storm in our lives, whatever that may be, and there are some present who have some great storms that you find yourself in this moment, that his care is supreme. And what we have to do is to make our way to Him sincerely and authentically. Faith is more than believing in a concept. You know, when we look at the surveys that continue to take place in the culture, there's no lack of people in our country who believe in God. The statistics still put it at a very high percentage. Over 80% of Americans responding consistently saying they believe in God. Some polls a little bit higher. That's the lower end of it. But there's a difference between belief and faith, isn't there? You know, I heard it said you can go to the circus and you can watch the high wire act, and you have a belief, even though there's no safety net underneath, you have a belief that on that high wire act, coming across the high wire, that person's going to be successful in going from here to here. There's a belief of that, even though there's a little anxiety in watching it happen. But faith is when we say, I'll go in the wheelbarrow that you push across. That's a whole different thing. And Jesus is saying, do you not yet have faith? Not faith in your own ingenuity or faith in your own resolve or faith in your own creativity. Faith in me as the Lord, the Savior, and the Messiah of us all.